listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
We are wrapping up the week here on I Love Old Time Radio. You can interact with us via social media on our Facebook page at I Love Old Time Radio. Send feedback via the contact form on our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com. If you enjoy this program, please consider subscribing to our podcast for just $5 a month at iloveoldtimeradio.com/support.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I Love Old Time Radio produces a new show every Monday through Friday, each day with a different theme. On Friday, we are entertained by the world's greatest comedy duo on the Abbott and Costello Show. This episode originally aired on December 5th, 1946, and here is Lion Hunting Trip.
That's right, folks. B for comedy, A for Abbott, M for Maxwell, E for Ennis, L for Lou Costello. Yes, they spell Camel. Your taste will tell you about Camel's rich, full flavor. Your throat will welcome Camel's cool mildness. So draw up a chair for tonight's show starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Did you go hunting with your Uncle Artie Stebbins last Saturday?
What did you say?
I say, did you go hunting with your Uncle Artie Stebbins last Saturday?
Yeah, and a terrible thing happened. A great big bear sneaked up behind us, grabbed Uncle Artie's gun out of his hands and stuck it in his back.
What did Uncle Artie do?
What could he do? He married the bear's daughter.
Never mind that. Did you see any big game?
I saw a giraffe, but I didn't shoot him. He had a sore throat.
Well, there's nothing worse than a giraffe with a sore throat.
Oh, yes, there is.
What?
A centipede with corns.
You dummy. I didn't think you ever went hunting in your life, and I don't believe you did. I'll bet you haven't even got a hunting license.
I have, too. Here it is.
Wait a minute. This is no hunting license. This is a picture of Hedy Lamarr.
You hunt what you like, and I'll hunt what I like.
You hunter. Boy, that's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, my brother and I, we used to hunt alligators.
Alligators?
Yeah, one time an alligator was just about to attack my brother-in-law. I fired off both barrels of my trusty rifle.
Did you kill the alligator?
See this wallet?
Genuine alligator?
No, genuine brother-in-law.
Nonsense. Come here, look at this. You see this picture? Now, I trapped all these rabbits last winter. Now, how many would you say there are?
876.
That's exactly right. Oh, wait a minute. How did you guess it?
Oh, I just count the legs and divide by four.
Costello, have you ever been in Africa on safari?
No, but I've been in New York on safari.
A safari in New York?
Yeah, the Staten Island Safari. And also the Hoboken Safari.
Oh, now, come on, that's ridiculous.
There's lots of safaris around there.
Hey, listen to me, though. You should have been with me on my elephant hump. Oh, there I was, surrounded by elephants. One big bull elephant started towards me. I said to myself, I'm trapped. Abbott, you're trapped. Should I run or stand here and shoot the bull?
You've been doing all right up to now.
All right. Well, I shot. The elephant fell and broke a tusk.
Broke a what?
A tusk.
Tusk to you two and a couple of poo-poos.
Oh, no. A tusk is valuable. We use 50,000 elephants a year just to make billiard balls.
My, how do they train those big, clumsy beasts to do such delicate work?
I can see you know nothing about elephants.
I once hunted elephants in India with an old acquaintance of mine. And an elephant sat on them. Something I gotta go back there.
Why?
To scrape up an old acquaintance. Yeah. Hey, Abbott, did you ever shoot a zebra?
Yes, I did.
Could I have that zebra skin?
Oh, what do you want with a zebra skin?
My Aunt Minnie is in Alcatraz, and she needs a new fur coat.
Oh, that's silly, Costello. However, I have a stuffed rhinoceros you can have. Of course, you know what a rhinoceros is, don't you?
Oh, sure. That's a hippopotamus with a red-eater cap.
No.
Now, come on out there. I know you're breathing.
All right.
Costello, this is the last week of the big game hunting season. Now, tomorrow I'm going hunting in the High Sierras, and I'd like you to come along with me.
Oh, gee, thanks, Abbott. Say, you've done a lot of hunting. What do they call those little flies that buzz around the animals?
Gnats.
I asked you a civil question. What do they call those little flies?
Gnats, gnats.
And gnats to you too, brother.
No, you don't. Gnats are the flies that annoy the animals. Of course, some of them have ticks.
Why don't they take the ticks and give those flies a good thrashing?
I didn't say sticks, I said ticks. For instance, there's deer sticks.
The deer ticks?
Certainly deer ticks.
Who wound them up?
Oh, nobody wound them up.
And what makes him tick? Somebody must have slipped a groon in his groove.
Now, Stella, when I say... Listen to me, please. When I say deer ticks, I don't mean the deer ticks. I mean deer ticks.
Abbott, let me smell your breath.
Oh, come on, please. Talk sense. The deer has ticks, and the ticks bother the deer.
They used to bother me when I went to school.
Ticks bothered you in school?
Yeah. Arithmetics? Mathematics? And one time a tick got me in trouble with the teacher.
Oh, now, wait a minute. How could a tick get you in trouble with the teacher?
I ticked my tongue out at the teacher, and she twounced the tweet of my trousers with a twap. Now.
Look, Lou, I'm talking about animal ticks. Hundreds of animals in the woods have ticks.
That must be a pretty sound when hundreds of animals get together and they all start ticking at once.
No, listen, Costello, listen to me. Deer have ticks. Elks have ticks. And one time my father shot a moose with ticks. Now, do you know what I'm talking about?
Sure, your father's moose ticks.
No. Costello, you're getting more stupid every day. I don't know what to do with you. I don't know what to say to you. I've tried to improve your mind, but I just can't seem to get anywhere.
Why don't you face it, Abbott? You're a failure.
And here for Camel Cigarettes, the Skinny Ennis and the Boys with For Sentimental Reasons, Skinny on the vocal.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. I love you, and you alone were meant for me. Please give your loving heart to me, and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely whenever you're inside. I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my
The pages of American history are illumined by the names of doctors who worked unceasingly to overcome disease and to make life happier and more secure for humanity. The makers of Camels are pardonably proud of the standing of this cigarette among doctors. A nationwide survey of doctors' cigarette preferences was recently made.
Three leading independent research organizations asked this question of 113,597 doctors, doctors in every field of medicine. What cigarette do you smoke, doctor? The brand named most was Camel. Yes?
According to a recent nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
Well, here I am, Abbott, and I'm all ready to go hunting with you up in the mountains.
That's fine, Costello. How is your hunting equipment?
I got the best, Abbott. Look, Cornell Wilde's old address book.
Costello, hunting is a serious sport. Now, suppose you came face to face with a big Bruin. What would you do?
Ask him for a ticket to the Rose Bowl game.
Oh, you know, Marilyn Maxwell and Skinny Ennis are going to meet us at the hunting lodge, and I hope you brought something along.
I did. I brought a quart of bourbon in case somebody gets the chills. What are you bringing, Abbott?
The chills. Costello, did you bring a gun?
Oh, yes, here it is. This is my sawed-off shotgun.
Wait a minute. Where is the handle?
How do you like that? I sawed off the wrong end.
Well, come on, Costello. Marilyn and Skinny are waiting for us at the hunting lodge in the mountains. Let's go.
Flabby and flat-headed.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Don't insult Costello, Skinny. Now, don't be a pill.
Skinny ain't no pill. He's too long and narrow.
Well, thank you, Costello.
You're a capsule. You're a funny-looking hunter, Skinny. Do you know anything about guns?
I know guns inside and out. My man, when I was a kid with the circus, they used to shoot me out of an air rifle. What do you know about that? What do you know about hunting, Costello?
Have you seen that big bear rug in my living room?
Sure.
Well, I shot that bear myself. What a battle. It was either me or the bear.
Well, I'm glad it was the bear. You'd make an awful lumpy rug.
Hey, look, Costello, here comes Marilyn Maxwell.
Hi, boy. And hello, Lois Lewis, honey, my chubby little chuckling chipmunk.
Oh, Marilyn, my sugar-coated sharpshooter. Plug me with a buckshot of your kisses.
Lewis, honey, how do you like my hunting outfit? Saks Fifth Avenue.
Get a load of mine. Army surplus.
Oh, Lewis, it's going to be fun hunting with you. What's your favorite wild game?
Post office.
Lewis, post office isn't a wild game.
It is the way I play it.
Ah, Lewis, my little snowman. Come melt in my arms.
Gee, Marilyn, when I'm close to you like this, I just can't seem to break away.
Well, why not?
My nose is caught in the trigger of your shotgun.
Well, Lewis, if you'll excuse me, I'll go up to the hunting lodge and freshen up. As they say in Spanish, mañana o ya noches to you.
And your mama's own nice shirt to you, too.
Hey, Costello. Look up on that mountaintop. Now, there is a mother stork and two little storks.
Yeah, Abbott. Can I ask you a question?
Well, certainly.
When the mama stork talks things over with the little storks, who does she say brings the babies?
Help! Help!
Beg pardon, stranger. Is there a skinny hombre in your party?
Yes, there is. Why?
Well, you better go over there and get him. A gopher just dragged him down into its hole.
Who are you, stranger?
I'm the game warden.
Yeah? What's your game, warden?
You want to know my game, partner? I'll tell you. It's Parcheesi. But being up here in the wild country so much, I trained three little skunks to play bridge with me.
Is it a steep game?
No, we only play for a tenth of a cent.
Warden, we're after some big game. Have you seen any hereabouts?
Hereabouts? Hereabouts? Abbott, I thought we came up here to shoot deer. I wouldn't shoot a poor little hereabouts for anything in the world. Anybody that will shoot a little hereabouts and make a widow out of a sheabouts ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Oh, shut up, you idiot. How about it, Warden? Is there any big game around here?
Well, there's a ferocious mountain lion that has been terrorizing the countryside. He's been killing the farmer's chickens, and he's even been stealing eggs.
At the price eggs are now, I don't blame him.
That's a reward of $1,000 to the man that gets that mountain lion. One of you boys ought to trap him.
Which one of us would you suggest?
Why don't you try, Tubby? You got the biggest trap.
Oh, no, don't beat us anymore, please. Please don't beat us anymore.
guys?
That's the Nebraska football team. If you shoot that lion, I'll give you $1,000 for a skin. I need it to make stockings.
What kind of stockings can you make out of lion skin?
Nylon stockings. So long, Lardhead.
Hey, you hear that, fellas? The lion's just north of us.
Which way south?
Come here, you coward. If you're afraid, you're not afraid to take a chance, you understand?
Yeah.
I'll take this cane, you see it? Yeah. A lion won't bite you if you're carrying a cane.
Yeah, but how fast do I have to be carrying the cane? I ain't monkeying around with no lions, Abbott. The last time I saw a lion was in the Adirondack Mountains.
What happened?
I snapped at the lion, then the lion snapped at me, and then something whizzed past.
What was it?
Kansas City.
Quiet. I hear something. Listen.
I love you. Ouch.
I love you. Ouch.
I love you. Ouch.
I love you. Ouch.
Costello, what was that? Two porcupines necking.
Bring you the lovely Marilyn Maxwell from MGM, producers of their Academy Award contender, The Yearling. Accompanied by the four hits, Marilyn sings Blue Skies. Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but bluebirds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Fade away, blue sky.
Mop, 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 mop.
Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now.
Nothing but blue skies.
When you take your first puff from a Camel cigarette, there's a delighted response from your T-zone. That's T for taste and T for throat, the proving ground for any cigarette. Your taste and your throat tell you you've made a wise selection. See how choice tobaccos, superbly blended and properly aged, give Camels a rich, mellow flavor that's extra delightful to your taste. See if Camel's own cool mildness isn't exactly what you've always wanted to suit your throat. Yes, millions say Camels suit my T-zone to a T. You know, a nationwide survey of doctors' cigarette preferences was recently made. Three leading independent research organizations asked this question of 113,597 doctors. What cigarette do you smoke, doctor? The brand named most was Camel. Yes?
According to a recent nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Costello. All right, now take it easy, kid. I'm right in back of you. Don't worry about me. Here's the mouth of a cave. Now, go in there. That's a pal for you. I let you go in and get the lion, don't I?
You want me to go in and get the lion?
Certainly, I'm your friend.
Why don't you go in and get the lion?
Oh, what do you mean? You want me to go in? I have a family.
Oh, what I got?
Never mind what you've got. You go ahead and get that lion.
Okay. I mean,
hey, what's the matter? You scared? Look at you. Your knees are knocking.
I always knock before I enter a cave.
Take it easy. Buck up, Costello. And remember, make the lion believe you're not afraid of him.
I couldn't be that deceitful.
You've got to think of those poor people who've lost their cattle and their chickens and their eggs on account of that lion. How can you face them, Costello? Think of it. How can you face them when they may be starving?
How can I face that lion? He may be starving, too.
Oh, there you are, Lewis, honey. Oh, I'm so proud of you. I know you're going in that cave and kill that lion just for me.
I am?
Yes. And, Lewis, honey, I'd do anything for you. Why, I'd climb the highest mountain. I'd swim the deepest river.
How do you like that? Here I am facing death, and this dame is going to go out climbing and swimming. Okay, I'll go in. But if that lion runs out, don't nobody shoot at him.
Why not?
I may be inside of him. Gee, it's certainly dark in this lion's cave.
Why don't you light a match?
Who said that?
It's me, the lion.
What do you know? A talking lion. I gotta tell Abbott, Skinny, and Merlin about this.
Oh, no, you must never tell anyone. I'm a hermit, and I just hate people. I wear this lion skin to scare them away. I live in this cave all alone.
How did you find this cave with all the housing shortage?
I subleased it from a bear that went on the road with a skating act.
You must get lonesome here all alone. Why don't you get a roommate?
I had a roommate, and milk. And then the meat shortage came along.
You mean that...
See this tooth hanging on this watch chain?
Yeah.
Well, it ain't mine.
Look, Mr. Hermit, my girl is outside. I promised her I'd bring out the lion. Give me that lion skin and I'll take it out there and everybody will think you're dead and nobody will bother you anymore.
Here, take the skin. Oh, goody, goody. Now I can be a real hermit. And then I won't be bothered by Lucille Ball, Betty Grable, or Marilyn Maxwell.
Gee, do they call you?
No, that's what bothers me.
Hey, look. Here comes Costello out of the cave.
Oh, my hero. Look, he has the lion skin.
Who is the greatest hunter of them all? Bring him back alive, Costello.
When there is danger, who's the one they call? Bring him back alive, Costello.
Once I found a baby leopard with milk I filled his tummy, and then in some magician's room I helped him find his mummy.
He taught Tarzan everything he knows. When in danger, he's not yellow.
Who looks dapper in his hunting clothes? No one but my handsome fellow.
One day I caught a tiger, I wasn't even trying. And in the movie house I caught a Metro-Goldwyn-Lion.
Hey, Jeff and Dee Dee, a threat to fight Beatty, the greatest hunter of them all.
Costello.
Yeah?
You've hunted a lot of big game. Tell me, did you ever hunt bear?
I can't, Abbott. The bushes tickle me. Once I saw a mink, though. I saw a mink crying in the woods. I picked him up and I said to him, though you'll be a coat full on a turner, laugh, mink, laugh. Though you'll be a lovely hat for Myrna, laugh, mink, laugh. At Zero's, you'll have the best table. Think of those cold nights with Betty Shapiro. When you're on display at Bullock's Wilshire, giggle, mink, giggle. All your cares will vanish if your tail will wiggle, mink. Depressed, keep your skin up. When you see Frank Buck, just laugh.
my brave adventurer. Someday you must take me hunting with you.
I will, Marilyn, my love. And you can ride on my Papa Jackass.
A Papa Jackass? Well, how do you know he's married?
All jackasses are married.
Let's celebrate tonight. We'll go to the smartest restaurant for dinner, see the best show in town, and then visit all the swanky nightclubs. Then I'll kiss you goodnight and after you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying how lonesome I'll be. There's no one I'll see.
Until she finds another sucker like me.
Who knows these jungles better than a book? Bring them back alive, Costello.
Cool charm a snake with one hypnotic look. Bring them back alive, Costello.
I caught a baby penguin. He looks so awful cute. I haven't got the penguin, but I'm wearing his dress suit.
Who makes a wireless hammer is so tame? No one else but you, Costello.
He makes the others hang their heads in shame. He's so groovy, he's so mellow.
I catch a famous MS from every living herd. I even caught a Detroit tiger sliding in a third.
Say yes, indeed, the French of life be the greatest.
Oh, boy, what a tough battle. But I won. Hey, Abbott, there is the lion's skin.
Wait a minute, Costello. There's something phony about this. Turn that skin over. I thought so. There's a label on that lion's skin, Costello. Come on, read it.
Eastern Columbia, Broadway at night.
Abbott and Costello will be back in just a moment for Camel Cigarettes.
During the war, the makers of Camel Cigarettes sent a total of more than 150 million free Camels to our fighting men overseas. Now free Camels are sent to servicemen's hospitals instead. This week, the Camels go to Veterans Hospital, Atlanta, Georgia, U.S. Army Valley Forge General Hospital, Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, U.S. Naval Hospital, Newport, Rhode Island, U.S. Marine Hospital, Staten Island, New York, and Veterans Hospital, San Fernando, California.
Camel broadcasts go out through the United States three times a week, a rebroadcast to practically every area in the world where our men are still stationed, and to our good neighbors in Central and South America. And here are Abbott and Costello with a final word.
By the way, Costello, the December 10th issue of Look Magazine has printed the pictures of your big barbecue party for the kids.
Yes. Did you see it, Abbott?
I did. I saw your picture, your wife's picture, your kids' pictures, and my picture. But I didn't see my wife Betty's picture. And I know they took Betty's picture. Now, where's my wife's picture? Why wasn't it in there?
Well, the fellow that took your wife's picture couldn't develop it.
Why not?
He was afraid to go into the dark room with it alone.
Oh, good night, folks.
Pipe smoke Prince Albert than any other smoking tobacco, and that's a perfect guide to your choice of a Christmas gift for any pipe smoker. Prince Albert Naturally. Prince Albert's rich, full-bodied flavor and cool mildness spell Christmas joy because they spell lasting smoking joy. Crimp cut to burn cool and even, specially treated to ensure against tongue bite. That's Prince Albert. Give the big pound package of Prince Albert with its special Christmas wrapping to all the pipe smokers on your list. Be sure to hear Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry Saturday night. Red Foley, the new singing sensation, sings American folk songs in a way that'll make your heart beat faster. Remember, Saturday night on NBC, Grand Ole Opry with Red Foley, the Duke of Paducah, and Minnie Pearl.
Be sure to tune in next week for another great Abbott and Costello show brought to you by Camel Cigarettes. And remember, try Camels in your T-zone. See if they don't suit your taste, your throat, to a T. And remember, too, that giving a carton of Camels is a specially warm-hearted way to say Merry Christmas to all smokers on your gift list.
C-A-M-E-L-S.
This is Jim Doyle in Hollywood wishing you all a pleasant good night for Camels. Thursday night is another all-star night on NBC. Stay tuned for the Eddie Cantor Show, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
Welcome back. You know, sometimes the Radio Gold Index has the actors who play in the episode, so I do my best to try to match them up with the character they play for the I Love Old Time Radio website. Now, a lot of times, as with Abbott Costello, some of the actors are not included, so I try to find them elsewhere or go based on ear. So when I heard the Game Warden, I was like, that sounds a little like Yosemite Sam, which, of course, was done by Mel Blanc. Now, Mel Blanc also has been on the show, so it made sense. But the more I listened, the more it sounded a little like Alan Reed. I kind of could hear a gruffer Fred Flintstone in there. What do you think? Go to our Spotify page and vote. And that's going to conclude our show here on I Love Old Time Radio. This program can be heard on Spotify, Apple, or Google. We're also on Stitcher, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio, or by listening right from our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com. If you enjoy our program, please make sure you rate and review wherever you listen to this podcast. If you'd like to help support this show, you can do so by visiting iloveoldtimeradio.com/support. The Blue Beetle returns on Monday, and next week we'll have some more of the Abbott and Costello Show. For iloveoldtimeradio.com, this is Virtual Vinny signing off.